Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Gabby Award winning, Georgia Association of Broadcasters winning Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately my beautiful wife, my girlfriend, my sweet thing, Katasha Riley, she cannot be with us today because she is at, you know the deal, the Overflow Salon and Barbershop, holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, check it out, check it out, check it out. We are broadcasting all the way from Eufaula, Alabama, all the way from Columbus, Georgia, and surrounding areas. Oh, I forgot to say this. Establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Hey, listen, I'm so excited today. In the studio live, we have with us a fellow veteran, Mr. Dan. Say your last name, Dan.
Doherty.
Because I was surely going to mess that up. Amen. But listen, we're talking about still serving veterans. Matter of fact, that is the title of this Sunday conversation. Still serving veterans. Because we have a large veteran population in Columbus, Georgia and surrounding areas. And we have a lot of great things for our veterans. And we're going to continue on in that tradition today. And so, Dan, the man. Could you, first of all, Dan, how have you been doing?
Hey, I've been good. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm getting great and getting better. All right, Dan, could you tell us something about Still Serving Veterans and how the organization started and what's the core mission of the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So Still Serving Veterans, or SSV for short. So it was established as a 501c3 nonprofit. Back in February 2006, so we're coming up on our 20th next year, so we're pretty happy about that. But it was established by three individuals, and initially, their goal was to help severely wounded veterans, with their transition to civilian life. But they soon realized that many non-wounded veterans, were also having difficulty finding employment, securing employment. So within a short amount of time, we began supporting all veterans, members of the National Guard and Reserves who were seeking civilian careers outside of the military and needed help during that transition process. So all of our services are completely free. And really the core mission is to help those, transitioning from the military. If you're a veteran, and like I said, National Guard or Reserves, is to help you find employment.
Outstanding. Now, this is not on the paper, Dan, but you are a veteran, so I know you're qualified to answer this question. Mm-hmm. As a fellow veteran, what does it mean to you to have this type program available? Because it's personal.
Oh, it is. It is. No, I mean, it means a lot to me, and I'm not just saying that because I work here. Myself included, and I feel the same with a lot of transitioning vets as well. Mm-hmm. When we're getting out, we think we know what to do, how to get a job.
It's different.
And, speaking from experience, it took me, backtracking a little bit. I thought when I got out, I was going to be, get out, immediately walk into a job. I'm good. Thought I had, the qualifications and whatnot. But, oh, man, it took a long time. I probably sent 1,000 applications.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, close to it. And had 4 total interviews. So,
I'm a fellow veteran also.
Oh, awesome! Okay.
And I can tell you this, and this is what I realize about being a veteran that's squared away. Mm-hmm. And I can look at it and tell you squared away. The veterans that are hard charging, that are squared away, that do their job the way they're supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. It might take them a while. It might take them a while to find a job. Mm-hmm. But once they get on the job, they bring the level of quality of that job up.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because of the background that we have.
Absolutely.
And the ones that really care about being a veteran and serving this country, we have no problem being team members once we're on a team.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just got to find the right team. And it's a different team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different team because as a veteran, we have a certain type of mentality.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's team building, it's mission first, mission mm-hmm. essential, hard charge, and everything else like that. And so, yeah, it's an adjustment for us, but it's also an adjustment for the people that we work with.
Exactly.
Because my wife is not a veteran, but she said it was an adjustment being married.
Yep.
Because it's a certain way we do stuff in the house. Mm-hmm. And so I just appreciate that, Dan. I didn't mean to get off of, or whatever, but I just understand that there's certain things, being a veteran, we do it a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm so glad that we have services and programs like Still Serving Veterans. So in your role as program manager for Chattahoochee Valley Region, what does a typical day look like, and what kind of work do you oversee locally?
Yeah, so, you know, I would say there really is no typical day, but if I were to, you know, have to put it on paper, so overall, I oversee the career transition team for the Chattahoochee Valley. So that includes our career counselors and client coordinator. And they're the ones who are mainly assisting the veterans with, you know, crafting resumes, prepping interviews, helping build LinkedIn profiles, you know, what have you. But for me, you know, that I also work with veterans as well. Just because I'm the manager doesn't mean, you know, I'm not assisting with resumes and things like that. So, you know, I still help with transitioning members, you know, the veterans and family members who may need assistance. But I also assist with, you know, the business development side, marketing side as well, just to, you know, continue to expand our network as well.
Outstanding, outstanding. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, just in case you're joining us for a Sunday conversation with the Rileys, I'm in the studio with Dan. Say your last name, Dan.
Doherty.
Because I'm not going to get it right. But we're in the studio with Dan, and today's Sunday conversation is entitled Still Serving Veterans. Now, Dan, what drew you personally to this type of work? What was your what was your job when you was in, Dan?
I was in the infantry. In the Army.
So this is a little different.
Yeah.
We're not killing people.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
okay,
exactly.
Dan, all right.
Yeah, so a little bit different. But, you know, I kind of touched on a little bit earlier, you know, what really drew me to this work was, you know, stemmed from my own transition from the Army as well. You know, I feel, and, you know, I think it's true that a lot of us getting out of the military, we have difficulty asking for help or assistance. And, you know, I was no different. And so I thought, like I said, I thought I was going to be able to get, you know, right out of the military, walk right into a job. But, you know, I had no idea about, you know, tailoring resumes, building resumes that are going to be optimized for, you know, applicant tracking systems, which are the essentially the AI screening software that companies use. I can go off on a tangent on that, but if you want more information, give us a call or counselors can help you out on that. But, you know, just different things that we do that I had no idea getting out. Like I said, the resumes, building a LinkedIn profile. You know, I sent like close to 1,000 applications, like I said, and heard back from about 4 companies.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Now I don't want to go to left field with AI. But you mentioned, is AI going to change the way we do resumes or the way we apply for jobs? And just touch on it just a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely it is. I know that there's still kind of this fear amongst job seekers, or at least amongst some, that, you know, afraid of AI or don't want to use AI to help further optimize your resumes or you know, LinkedIn profiles or really anything. And so, yes, AI is definitely going to have an impact because AI is screening your resumes. And, you know, really, we want to fight AI with AI is a good way to put it. If your resume is optimized and, you know, when you work with us, we're going to ensure that it's going to be optimized for those applicant tracking systems, or ATS for short. Before we give it to you, we'll run it through our own AI software that'll determine, yes, this resume based on this format, based on, you know, the outline and everything that's written in it, it's optimized, it's going to perform well in the applicant tracking systems. So yes, long story short, yeah, AI is definitely going to have an impact.
Now, Dan, is there something that maybe a soldier, airman, marine, or, you know, sailor, is there something they can do to kind of like, before they get out, to prepare kind of like for something like this?
Yeah, you know, doing research, obviously, you know, that's a good start. But even if you're not getting out, you know, even if you still have 10 years in the military and you want to know more about AI or, you know, what any questions that you might have, feel free to reach out to us. You don't have to be in the transition window. You don't have to be a veteran. You know, you reach out to us at any point in your career. You know, that's a good place to start too, but, you know, doing research obviously never proves you wrong, if you will.
Amen. That's true. Now, Dan, as a veteran, was there a particular moment or experience that made you commit to serving other veterans post-military? Now, I'm going to say this, Dan.
Yeah.
I am a man of God, and I always say, if you want to be great, the Bible says, let the greatest among you serve. Mm-hmm. And so I know there is a reward of serving your other man that, man, it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. And then Absolutely. When you talk about, you know, being military, we are family.
Mm-hmm.
We are family. That only color in the military is green.
Yep.
And so we are family. And so for me, no matter where I go in this world, when I have a conversation with people and I find out somebody served,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask, where was your MOS? Where you serve at? What's your job? Do you know Sergeant Major, Captain? And it's almost 7 degrees of separation. We're going to figure out, okay, man, we was in Germany together. We was in Korea together. It's a bond. And when we meet each other and start working together, it's like, you know, especially if somebody is your boss, it's a certain type of service
mm-hmm.
that we have toward one another.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
I don't think civilians really understand or get.
No, I'd agree with that.
And so was there a moment where you're like, you know what, let me give back to my brothers?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think it all just stems from, you know, again, my transition out and, you know, my struggles. You know, I didn't do the research, like I was just saying earlier, so I didn't know that there was organizations that I could reach out to that would help me, you know, through that transition process. And so it really stemmed from my rough transition from the military, where I saw that need. And I mean, still serving veterans was already established, so I didn't jump in and, you know, create a new organization. But my transition definitely was the reason that I wanted to get back into this community and help vets and you know, transitioning military members and families as well not have to deal with the same issues that I did.
Right. Man, that's so dope, man. Again, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Dan
Dougherty.
Man, thank you so much, Dan, for saying that for me. And we're talking about still serving veterans, man. You know, it's just two veterans, man, in the studio, man, just giving out some great information. And so, Dan, where are you located, and what's your contact information?
Yeah, so we're located. We just moved into Columbus earlier this year. We're in Phoenix City for a while. But our new office is at 5820 Veterans Parkway, Suite 309. It's right next to Outskirts. I think they just closed. But that office park right next to them, right on intersection of Whitesville Road and Veterans Parkway.
Outstanding.
If you need, you know, those directions. But our office number, 334-384-9111. Or you can visit our website at ssv.org.
Okay, we're going to get back to that again, because I think this is very important information. Now, Dan, can you share a local success story from the Chattahoochee Valley region?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of success stories, but this one in particular sticks out to me because, you know, obviously I won't say any names or anything like that, but we had a gentleman who came in probably about 2 months ago who was down on his luck, is what I'll call it. You know, he was out of work. Was his housing situation, he got evicted from his housing and was living with an old coworker. And so, you know, he was dealing with all those struggles, but he came down, you know, down on his luck. He didn't think that there was organizations out there that could help him because he wasn't a combat vet or a disabled vet. And, you know, because of all of that situation, he was also dealing with just some struggles,
mm-hmm.
obviously being in that. And so, we actually, somebody from the Wounded Warrior Project had referred him to us, and within a month we got him a job by using just our local business support network. So you know, currently we have some local organizations or businesses that, you know, work with us, tell us, you know, they have open positions, and this, can I say the company's name or?
Yeah.
So ThreadMob, it's, you know, up and coming. They're great. You know, apparel.
But what did they do?
They're apparel builders, t-shirts,
okay.
Swag, if you will, you know, custom everything and anything that you could need.
Okay. Outstanding.
And yeah, they're a great supporter of ours, but, they had an open position and, referred this gentleman to them. And within a couple of days, he had that job, was getting a steady paycheck. And he found a great housing situation. And so, you know, we helped him get back on his feet, which is really a good feeling. You know, he's still looking for his forever job. Probably shouldn't have put that on the air. Sorry, ThreadMob. But, he's still looking for, you know, a forever position, but, you know, for now we got him, you know, back on his feet, if you will.
Man, that is outstanding. Now, with still serving veterans, man, because, you know, I know for a fact you guys do a lot of great things. Now, is this just a local organization or is it national, regional?
We are national and international, and so we have our hard-standing buildings in Columbus and Huntsville. That's where our headquarters is, but we help vets and family members everywhere and anywhere.
Now, can people volunteer, and do you have to be a veteran to volunteer?
Nope. Anybody can volunteer. You know, we're always looking for supporters, whether you were in the military or not. You know, we do events all over. So, you know, if you want to volunteer, please just, you know, get in contact with us.
What about donations? Can people donate to this organization? It's a 501c3.
It is.
So
yeah.
It's actually a tax write-off if they donate, correct?
It is. That's correct. Yeah.
And so it's great, man. Yeah. That is great. Can we do like let's do a pitch why somebody should donate?
Yeah.
Or volunteer. Yeah. Let's do a promo, man. Why should they donate or volunteer to still serving veterans?
Yeah, so, you know, the need is there. You know, people are going to continue to go into the military and come out of the military. And so, you know, by volunteering with us or, you know, monetary donations, I know, you know, not everybody has the capabilities to do that, and that's completely fine. You're helping keep the lights on for us and really for the vets that you're helping, you know, with supporting us, we're able to continue to support veterans and family members and help them find employment, you know, help assist with VA claims and benefits. You know, that's something I didn't touch on yet.
It's big.
That is big.
And VA claims,
it
bro.
Is, yep.
Yeah. A lot of stuff coming down the tube.
Yeah. Or, you know, helping with our veteran support network as well. That's a third category that we help with. So individuals that, you know, like that gentleman I was just talking about, donations will help, you know, provide gas cards for them to help get on their feet, you know, cover utilities, you know, because the times are hard. They are right now. And so any support is needed.
Is needed. And speaking to all the veterans out there, just in case you don't know, I think we have a 2.7% pay raise.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah,
2.7% pay raise this year. Just FYI for those out there. Now, listen, are there any upcoming events or workshops or hiring fairs in the area for veterans and their families?
Yeah. Actually, our next big promotion or event that we're trying to put on or that we are putting on is going to be on the afternoon or evening of December 2nd at Chattabruchi Southern Brew House.
Okay.
And so it's primarily going to be a networking event.
Where is that located?
It's located, it's right near Scofflaw.
On Broadway?
No, not Broadway. Oh, man, I got to pull up the street.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
It's right near Scofflaw Brewery and... there's like a old.
Well, I tell you what. What's the number we need to call? From the number we'll figure out from the number.
You can just call us at the office and we'll direct you to the right place.
What's the number to the office and the address?
334-384-9111. And then our address is 5820 Veterans Parkway, Suite 309.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
But this event is you know, it's primarily going to be a networking event, but it's also a fundraiser for us as well. So
okay, and is there a particular dress code or?
Oh no. Come as you are. You know, just make it legal. Obviously, we don't want to. Never mind. But
outstanding.
Clothes. Any clothes that you put on are good enough for this event. Yeah, there's no dress code or anything. Just, you know, you can come in uniform if you're coming right off work, or, you know, you don't even have to be a veteran or military member. You know, the National Infantry Associations, they were kind enough to be one of the main sponsors for this event.
Outstanding. Now, Dan, is there anything that, you know, maybe we didn't cover that, like, you want to talk about in closing?
Yeah, you know, one thing is we're always looking for new businesses and employers to partner with us. And when I say partner, that doesn't mean monetary donations or sponsorships type of thing. Really, because our mission is to help veterans find jobs. So if you're a business or employer that has a hiring need, we email weekly job blasts, you know, with our current business partners. So if you're a business or an organization that is looking to hire more people, send us that listing and we'll add it to our job blast. You know, just reach out to our office, or, you know, you can come to our networking events, or, you know, what have you. Just contact us. We'll get you on that distro and be able to, you know, ask people, you know, to apply type of thing.
Outstanding, Dan. I appreciate all the great information. Now let's go over this, this phone number and address for still serving veterans.
Yeah. So we are at 5820 Veterans Parkway, Suite 309. So that's right on the intersection of Whitesville Road and Veterans Parkway, or right next to Outskirts Bar and Grill. But our number is 334-384-9111. Or you can visit us at our website at ssv.org.
Outstanding. Now, Dan, the last couple of minutes of our show is dedicated. It's called the Marriage Minute. And we came over that because I'm married to my beautiful wife. We'll be 20 years next July. And I'm crazy over that girl. Yeah. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Katasha Wright. I love you 7 lifetimes. But back to the show. Dan, we need some relationship advice, whether it's relationship with a spouse, homeboy, girlfriend, fellow veteran, child. It doesn't matter. We just need 1 minute of relationship advice.
Yeah, you know, I'd say the real main thing is just, you know, communication. Open yourself up to,
there you go,
to have those hard conversations or whatnot. I know as us men, or maybe I'm just talking from myself, but we like to bottle our emotions up. And so that has an impact or an effect on your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, kids,
friends,
so
everybody.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd say that's the main piece of advice I got.
Hey man, we like to take the emotions and put them in a rucksack and march with
them. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we need to let it loose though, man. Hey, yeah. Listen, this has been Gerald Riley of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace out.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.